Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Bez Hashem, today we'll be seeing Pesachim Daf Kuf Tesvav Amid Aleph. It starts on the bottom of Kuf Yudalit Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Yimavarech Hashar Yirokis Boiri Pri Adama for Karpas. And then Amar Yimavarech Alachilas Mar. The question is why don't you have to make a new Boiri Pri Adama when you eat Mar? A long time passed in the time that you mevarech Boiri Pri Adama on the Karpas until now. As Rashi and the Rishbam learned that the bracha rishayna of Boiri Pri Adama is Peteres the Marer. And the Hesber is, even though it passed a long time, but there's no Hesach Hadas because he had in mind originally that he was going to eat Marer later on. But Taisis and Daf Kuf Yudalin Amid Aleph Divrei Amaskel Vahada Oichel Taisis is Cholek on Rashi, and he learns that Gada is a Hefsik, and he says Kidpi Rashti Le'el. As the Kavan of Taisis is Taisis and Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis Divrei Amaskel of Rashi, that Taisis is in the Dalit Kaisis we make a Bayri Priagofen on each Kais, including the Kais Sheni. As Frektosis, why aren't we nifter in the Boiri Priagofen that we made on the Kois HaRishon? As Taisis Mechiach, that Hagad Agoda Vahalel is a Hefsik. And he's Masbil, Kivan, that you start making the Brach of Asher Goalanu, that you say it the Soif Agoda, it's also Lishtos. And it's like Birchus HaMazen, that it's Masik, the Brach of Rishonah, because it's also Lishtos, Be'emsa Birchus HaMazen. As Pashis, the Hezbir, is being that it's also Lishbos, it's Goyrim Hesach Hadas. As Taisis Mechiah, that Hagodin Halel is Mafsik, just like you see Birchus HaMazen is Mafsik. It's a big Shailon, Rashi and Rishbam by us. Rashi and Rishbam by us say that the Bracha Rishayna, the Bayer Pri Adama, on the Karpas Patas, the Marer, why is it different that the Bracha Rishayna he made on the Kais Rishon that doesn't pata the Kais Sheni? From this Taisim Lechiyach HaGodah is a Mafsik. And why is it different than Birchus HaMazen? But Oyid, if you'll answer that Rashi holds Halva HaGodah is not a Hefsik, so why on the Bracha, why do we make a Bracha on the Kais HaSheni? As what Shitas Rashi? As Kodim called the Rosh and Simon Chavdal as Miyashiv the Shailon Taisis and Birchus HaMazen, why is it different than Birchus HaMazen, which is a Hefsik with the Shena Svara? He says, Birchus HaMazen you make when you finish the Suda. As that's Mafsik Dachila, not because it's also Lishtois, but because you're doing Birchus HaMazen, you're making a Bracha Achroina. That's inherently finishing the Suda, because the Inyan of Birchus HaMazen is the Bracha Achroina finishing the Suda. As for sure that's a Hefsik. If you can't bring a Raya from there to that Gada where you stand talking and you're not finishing the Suda. And in fact, there's a very strong Raya to Rashi that the God is not a Hefsik, because Taisis says, Lashitasa, if that God is a Hefsik, as why is it called Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Right? We make Kiddush on the Kais Rishon B'Laila, the beginning of the night, and then we don't eat the Suda till later on. There's a Hefsik, if that God is a Hefsik. As Taisis asked him, Mechalik, it's Mafsik Klapizeh, it's not Mafsik Klapizeh. That's a Mokka to Rashi, that the God is not a Hefsik Bechlal. Rabbi Lefi Taisis, what's the Chilik? Mechayr the Chilik is, Bracha Rishayin is Talian Hesach Hadas, as a God is a Hefsik Hadas. But Kiddush B'Makom Suda is not Tali on Hesach Hadas, it's Tali if the Kiddush has Sheiches to the Suda, it still has Sheiches. As the Rosh learns Bedas Rashi, and he says the Svar Mitzarat, so we could use it Bedas Rashi and Rashbam, that Hagodah is not a Hefsik. We saw Makka from Taisis to it. Only Birchus HaMazen is a Hefsik. Aye, so why do you make a Bracha Boiri Pri HaGefen on the Kois HaSheni Lefi Rashi and Rashbam? And that you can learn Rashi and the Rishbam hold like the Rif on Daf Kuf Tes that says another Hesber from Taisis. Why you make a Bracha Rishon on Kois Shniyah? The Gemara over there asked that how can we have four Koises? It's Zugais. And we don't think do things with Zugais because Ruach Rais could be Mazik. As the Gemara ends, being that kol echad is mitzvah b'fnei atzma, each one is a separate mitzvah, as it's not called you're doing zugas, you're not doing four cases together. Each one is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. As up the riv, if that's the case, as zei geshmak, why you make a bayre priyagofen b'fnei atzma? Because each one is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So if Rashi learns like the riv, it would be very good. What Rashi holds is a chilek between the bracha on the urakas from the bayir priag from the dalit kaisis. Because the dalit kaisis would take you as mitzvahs b'fnei atzma. Each one should be separately as you make the bracha rishayda b'fnei atzma. Masha enkein, karpas and mar weren't tikkun to be separate. As a melo, the bracha of one compared to the other one. As we explained, Shitas Rashi and the Rashbam, why they hold this night a hefsek, what's the difference in Dalet Kaisis and Bayri Priyad Dhamma? Now let's move on. Shitas Taisis is that God is a hefsek. So why don't you have to make another Bayri Priyad Dhamma when you eat the Mara? As Taisis on Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph explains, because Mara is Sayrich La Pas, because when you eat Mara, something sharp, it's Garim, you should want to eat more Pas. As a mele, it's a nitfal to the Suda's pass, and it's nifter ayudei the birchus of pass. And so you see, it's that pshan in the Mishnah, kuf yudalit amet aleph, that calls it parperis of pass. It's coming to be mazwe. Why don't you make a very priyadama on the marar? Because it's parperis of pass. As why do Rashi and the Shmam don't learn like this thesis? As a shalos tshuva of Rashba, chilit aleph, simen reishman aleph. Move into Beis Yosef and Zimun Tov Ayin Gimel is Masber, because they hold that the Maror is not Niftar from the past. Why not? As a Sam Sefer over here says, a Gishmak is Svara. He says, Bishleim is something you're eating mitzad the Suda, you're eating past, and you eat things with the past. When you eat the Suda's past, to eat the past more. Because that's called Paperis HaPas, and that's Nitfal to the Suda's HaPas. Over here, you're eating the Mara. You're kayim the mitzvah of Mara. As you're not eating it as part of your Suda. As it's not nitfal to the Suda Sapas. Toises old, even though the reason why you're eating it is Mishum Mitzvah's Mara, but Lamais at the end of the day, it does have the effect that it whets your appetite. You have a bigger appetite and you eat more pas. But Rashi holds, being that the kavana, the reason why you're eating it is not for that, it's not nitfal to the Suda's pas. Interesting enough like this. The maisel if you stay asleep, you don't have to be mavarech bari priyadam on the mara. My nafkamid if the time is like Rashi and the Rishban, because you nifter with the bracha rishayna on the karpas. Or if the time is like Tosis, is this two nafkaminis. One is the Mishnebura and some of the Tafai and Gimel, Sivkot Nun Hay says that if you Rashi, you should be mechamin, v'shasi mevarich on the karpas to pata the mar. A few places you don't have to eat. You niftar yidei the birchus hamoitzi. And another nafkemin is mevur and places on nafkem gimel amid beis in the tor in simen tov ayin gimel. They both say that the fishit is places is if you eat the karpas you make a berei nefashis, because the maror doesn't have shaykhis to the vegetables you're eating in the Suda, as you're eating it before the Suda. As being that you're eating it before the Suda, as imkein, as the, you make a varina fashis, because you have to make a separate bracha achroin of it. Mashengi lefi Rashi and Rishban, that the brichus bayri piyadama on the karpas is patering the mara that you're eating in the middle of the Suda, you can't make a brain of fascist, that it wouldn't pater. V'oid, you don't have to make a brain of fascist, because it becomes one achila with what you're eating in the Suda. As a mela, it's nifter ayyidei the bracha achroina of afterwards. As it comes enough gemina lezina if you make a brain of fascist. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says the Eitzin, Tafayin Gimel Shivav, that you should eat karpas less than a kezayis kidei, that you shouldn't have to go into a machlekes rishayim if you make a bracha rishayim on the first, on the chile, a bracha brain of ashes on the chiles karpas. Rather, this Eitzin, the Shulchan Aruch, is only the fishitis arosh. that learns the karpas ikuni pachas mikazayas, because all it is a hekalatinaikis. It's not a mitzis achila b'fneyatzma. It's really ikuni pachas mikazayas. The Rambam sheet is karpas yafti kazayas, because even though the reason why Chazal masakin it was al seheka, but they masakin to do achila and call achilas mikazayas. Then you can't use the eitz of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch that says this eitz is because he's going la'alocha like Shitas HaRosh and other Rishayim. And for karpas, you don't have to eat a kezayis. Because that's the first nakuda. Why don't you make a bayre priyadama on the mara that you're eating in the middle of the suda? Either Shitas Rashi Niftar Yidei the Bracha bayre priyadama Rishayim. She just tells us, Yenifka Ayidei, the Birchas HaMaitzi. Now let's go into the second Chelik of the Sugya, which is the Ikanakud of the Sugya, the Machlokes. Chista and Rav Huna on Klapi, the Birchas of Achilas Marer. And it's Seer, where you're using Chasa, you're using romaine lettuce for Karpas. When do you make the Bracha of Achilas Marer? She does Rav Huna is you make it right away on the first achila for karpas, explains places to be a masul amrei kuma. Ravuna holds like Rish Lakish mitzvah shrikus kavana. And Shum Zev, I'm sorry, Shidus Ravuna is you make the bracha on the second achila. Sorry. Places to be a masul amrei kuma explains because Ravuna holds that the like Shidus Rish Lakish, that mitzvah Svichus Kavana is not machavin to be yaitze, the mitzvah of Marer when he's eating karpas. As being that he's not yaitze the mitzvah, as a mela, he makes the Birchas HaMitzvahs later on in the second achila when he's eating it the Tyrus in Marer. As Taisa says, Lefi Zeh, there's no Indian lechat chila to likach minacheres, you could take a chazeres, why not? But Rashi and the Rashbam say, according to Rav Huna, l'chatchila, you should look for other vegetables. Maybe you could say, because there's more of a heker, that one's marer and one's not. Or you could say, maybe l'chatchila, is choishish for the shvar of Rav Chista, of Himali Kresa. It's going to say, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Shaila, Rav Huna, la'acher, Rashi, Himali Kresa, Himenu. If you finished and you ate so many, you're going to go ahead and you're going to make a birchas and mitzvahs on it. As tastes my chiyach that Rish Lakish holds mitzvah sviches kavanah, the lo yotza v'tivol rishon. Because if not, you should attain it. If you were yotza already, how could you make a bracha afterwards? It's a bracha of atala. Muchav that he holds mitzvah sviches kavanah. And you're not yoitz in the tivul rishon. So b'zei tzarach bia. What's this svara? La'acha shi'amale kresa mihem. You can't make a birchas mitzvah. Why not? As in the Ran, he adds words to the Gemara which are a gilu. He says it's mechsi kechuka. If you're gonna make, if you're gonna eat it and then make a bracha, it's mechsi kechuka. As behetzem. Number one, it's before in the Ran that it's not a chsarna of the etzem. It's a chsarna mechsi, how it's going to look to people. As, but what's the chsarna, how it's going to look to people of Maris Ayin? As near a lahazbe the chsarna, I'll be the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, that he says, Osu chachamim lechol matzah be'erev Pesach, that halacha is Yerushalmi. But the Rambam says, a new tam, kideshi ekel lachilosoi be'erev. Because if you're going to eat matzah before the mitzvah, and then it comes to the zman of mitzvah, you eat matzah, it's not nikkur, you're doing it, the shame mitzvah. And we've learned the Rambam that it has to be nikkur that you're eating it, the shame mitzvah. If you ate it before you did the mitzvah, it's not nikkur. As you could learn the svarah of Chista al derech the Rambam, that if you were eating it stam, not the shame mitzvah smara, now you're going to come and make a bracha of achilas smara. It's not nikkur, you're doing it, the shame mitzvah. That's the Kavan of the Ran, near a kichuka. It doesn't look like you're doing it le mitzvah. As the Gemara says, therefore, if this the hold, you can't be mevarach on the achila l'shmiya, and you're mevarach on the achila l'rishayna. Tzarech beer. How could you be mevarach on the achila l'rishayna? Rish Lakish holds mitzvah, which is Kavan, and you're not yaitzin the achila l'rishayna. As the Rabban in the Melcham is the Chidushi Aran learned, Reb Chista's Taka Choylik on Reish Lakish. He holds, being that you can't make the bracha on the Achila Shniyah, you have to be Mechavin to be Yaitzin, the Achila Rishayna. And maybe you make the bracha on the Achila Rishayna. Reish Lakish holds, there's no problem. Don't be Mechavin bracha Rishayna. It's better to do it later on when you're eating the matzah. As a Mela, you make the bracha later on. But being that Reb Chista holds, you can't make the bracha later on because of the Svar Lacha Shimala Kresim Yam. In King, you have to be Mechavin Lotzeis Vachila Rishayne. As a Mela, you make the bracha on Achila Rishayne. Aye, so why are you eating again? You Yoitza Karpas later on. Al Zeka, it comes out of Chiddush. You do Mitzvah Smara first and the Minig of Karpas later on. And the Fizeh Reb Chista is Choylik on Reish Lakish. And he holds that you're yoitz in the Rishonin, you're not yoitz in the Shniyah. Rashi and the Rishbam are meduyik, like the Ramban and the Ran, because they say what you eat afterwards is Mishum Heker, mashma that you were yoitz in Mitzvah Smar already. You see, this Rashi, the Rishbam, more lehedi the Ramban and the Chidushi Haran, lefi shitas Reb Chista yimachavin lozes berishayna. The second one is Nidin Karpas. But Tesis Dibri Amaskol Maskifla, the top Tesis on the Amid is Mefurish, not this way. Tesis is Shailan Reb Chista, if you get to the Kemitzes Mara, Bachila Shnia, as how could you be Mevorich al Nachila Rishayna? He says, "Vais tochais." Even though you ate yates in the chila shni, you could still be mevarich on the chila rishayin. He brings a raya from Shaifer. As mefurish in Taisis that he holds the ikar mitzvah is the chila shni. Afilu hachi mevarich on the rishayin. Of a tzoch be in Taisis, eichav shel mevarich al rishayin. If you yates in the shni, what's pshan in Taisis? As there's a big deep in Taisis. Taisis says. She yoytze ikur mitzvah b'achila shniyah. The doing with Taisus, there's a ksaski a mitzvah n'achila rishayna. The ikur mitzvah yoytze achal kach. The same deek in Tchia Shefer. They says the ikur a mitzvah is when you do it with the bracha mashma, there's a ksaski a mitzvah before. And this is a big chilek that kilo you makayim the mitzvah a little bit the first achila and the second achila you're doing the ikar mitzvah. You could split a mitzvah into two chalokim. Is a very big chilish. What's the hesper that it's taka split into two? As if you could say because he's not mechavan lotzis, he can't be yoytze the ikar mitzvah. Aber you could be mazbe Taisus wife and Achan. It's a little bit meduyik from the hemshech of Taisus, like the second malach. We're going to say now that Taisus on Kuf Yudalin Amid Beis Divra Masel Zoy says the pasuk of matzah sumayrim yachlu is mashma that the ikar mitzvah of marer is after you eat the matzah. Eibazei. The ikar mitzvah marer is eaten after matzah. That's why the ikar mitzvah is afterwards. Just your yaitz if you do it before the matzah, because it's a din l'chatchila. As the fees that'll come out, that the reason why your yaitz the ikar mitzvah later on is because that's the ikar zman mitzvah, to eat it after the mar, with the mar. And this is mamish dunya to what Taisa says by Tkiya Shaifa, that explains why your yaitz the ikar mitzvah afterwards. Because the tkiyas you do before Shmon Esrei are not on the Malchiyas Achroinus HaShaychris. The tfila you do Rishas Shmon Esrei is not when you're saying Malchiyas Achroinus HaShaychris. The ikar mitzvah of tkiyas Shaifa lechatchila is to do it Rishas the Brachas. As a mela, that's the ikar mitzvah. It's mamish dumya tov is there. The place explained the ikar mitzvahs later on because you're supposed to do the tkiyas on a brachas, as who I did over here. The ikar mitzvah is later on, because you're supposed to do the mar after the matzah. Of in Taisis, you see two nekudas, which are big chedushim. Taisis says, is meduyik, that in the first one, when you make the bracha, the first achila, you're yaitze ksas, the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah is later on. L'chayre, one would think if mitzvah sviches kavane, as you're not yaitzin a mitzvah b'chlal. Taisi says there's a ksas ki a mitzvah. Mavura, that mitzvah sviches kavane, even though it's tzarech kavane, but he did something, it's still epis abyssal a mitzvah, something. This is chiddush number one. Number two, that you could add to the mitzvah. If you only did a mitzvah's mitzvah, you could add to the mitzvah later on. However, there's a big hadgasha in Taisis that this is only when the ikar mitzvah is later on. The dogma, there was a Talmud Chacham that wanted a buy from this Taisis to make it the chiddush of the Beis Halevi and Reb Chaim. They want to say that if you have two esrogim, one of them is vadei kosher, but not so mechuder. One of them is mechuder, but it's a safek kosher, safek psul. They said you should take the more mechuder one first, because if you're going to take the one you vadei yotze, you yotze the mitzvah. Because now if you take a more mechuder one afterwards, it's nothing. You already yotze the mitzvah. You can't add to the mitzvah after you yotze the mitzvah. The Chashuv Talmud Chacham wanted to say, you see in Taisus Sofia, you could split the mitzvah into two, the success Kiyum mitzvah first, and later on you get another chelik of the Kiyum mitzvah. And Nira Taisus is only going like we saw when the Iker mitzvah is later on. Over here there's a mile in the Gufa mitzvah later on, then you could split it. The Iker mitzvah is later on. Over there is just a Hidr, but the Sef is Hidr Ba'almo, who you don't see from Taisus, you could split it to. Taisus continues, and Taisus brings a raya to this yisoid, and tkiyas ha-shoifa, that we do two different tkiyas. We do tkiyas before Shmoneh Esrei, and then we do tkiyas b'shas chazaras ha-shas. And we make the bracha before, when we do it before Shmoneh Esrei. I think it tkiyas later on in chazaras ha-shas, when we're doing it on the brachas, the malchus, the chreinus, the shoifers. But Taisus, you see, you can make the bracha as long as there's a ksas kiyum mitzvah right away. Zaynishin simit kuf chav ches is shayl on Taisus from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tes zayin amir aleph. The Gemara says the tam that we're taking with Shmoneh Esrei is kedei la'arviv hasan, as it's a takana der Rabbanan. Ashani hasan, the Rabbanan made a takana to do it. Vashenkin over here, we're talking about a person that doesn't have karpas, because he's using mara for karpas. There's no takana to use mara bedafka for karpas. Because what's the riot? So where you see in places that the gemara over there says it's a minig, not a takana derabana. He did it, la'arav as a son, but not that it was a takana to do it bedafka. Boy, that he wants to bring a riot from all places, that's chaylik on places of Rosh Hashanah Lamin Gimel. Taisus over there, Dan's, before Shmoneh Esrei, we go much more koilas. We go Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, and we blow each one 10 times. Mishas, Chazar, Shashas, we don't. We only blow one of each, a Tashat, Tarat, Tashat. Why don't we do all the Sveikas, Mishas, Shmoneh Esrei? As a Taisus, being that we already were Yaitse, the Ikas, Sveikas, the Raisa, before we started Shmoneh Esrei, as we only do what you mechuyu midaraisa, not midarabbanu, not yetsa the sveikas to rabbanu, later. As the Chazinish understood Pshat and Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, that the ikit chiyas le'yetsa is the ones before Shmoneh Esrei, because that's when we do all the sveikas to rabbanu too. As a yes, it's a stira to Taisus by us. Taisus by us says the ikit mitzvahs by Shmoneh Esrei. As Maisa Efshar, Efshar Taisus Ovi is Choylekon Taisus on Rosh Hashanah, it is a possibility. However, you could be mantra that Taisus over there didn't say that the Iker HaMitzvah was before. Taisus just said you were Yaitse Vidyeva. It could be Taisus still holds the Iker Mitzvahs later on. Okay, so this is the Tchilas HaSugi, the first Sugi on the Amid, the Machlekes of Chizder and Hune, and the Din of when you make the birchas of achilas marer, when you're eating marer, it's chasa, the same thing that you use for marer for your kalas. Now let's move on to the second chelik of the Gemara. The din of bittul b'mitzvahs. Gemara may be b'shem hillel, lo yilechol ha-matzav ha-marer, sh'marer chiyuvu mid-rabbanan, yivatul ha-matzav, sh'chiyuvu mid-raisa, lo yotzav chayves matzav. B'sarach b'yot, what does this bittul mean? That the mara is mevatel the matzah. As be'emes, we find the musig of bittul in shas bekama mekoymes, bittul b'roiv. As does the shas over here mean the sugya of bittul b'roiv, or it's mechavim l'chal l'cheres. There's a passage from the Gemara uses the word bittul. It sounds like the other places in Shas that it uses the word bittul too. However, you could down on it. L'choyer over here, it's not shayach bittul. It's at three sivus. Mehechate said the Gemara is more than the matzah. Bittul b'rayv, you need more. Mehechate said the Gemara is more than the matzah. The answer to this question then, who says the Gemara is the right? Is Ruvur in the Gemara in Zvachim Ayin Ches, which talks about when you're eating two things, pickles and Isa, together, and the Gemara says Bittul B'Rai, because Mechayshish, that when he's binding it, when he's eating it, as it will come a point, will have more of one than the other one. As the Rabbeinu David Sushel Star Sugya, that even if the Mar and the Matzah are equal, but in the middle of the eating, that will come to points where the Mara will be more than the Matzah. It'll be mavatul. Is that mechates? It's the right, because through the chewing, sometimes there will be, and if you're not yates in that time, it'll be pachas mikasher. That's l'chayra an answer. However, there's two more strong questions that l'chayra advise, not like what we see in the Rabbeinu David, that he learned the sugyas within bittul b'rayv. Number one, the matzah and the marer are nicker. You see matzah, you see marer. Matzah has one shape, one form, and marer has a different one. It's very clear, it's different colors, it's very clear what's what. I mean, the din of bittul b'rayv is only when it's a taruvis. That's the klal of tesis and chulin daf sadikei amid aleph, sukkah daf tesvav amid beis. Bittul is only shaykh when there's a taruvis. Over here there's no taruvis. That's one shayla. Another shayla, the Gemara says that even the man the yomah that holds mitzvahs ain't a mevatel zu azu by the rice and the rice, but by the rabban and the rice, zuch a mevatel zu azu. If we're talking about din bittul b'rayv, as what's the chilek if it's the rice and the rabban? Harei it's a goyit, it's mevatel. Those are very strong questions that l'chayr would advise. The sugi doesn't mean bittul b'rayv. However, the Rabbeinu David learns clearly, like we saw before, it's bittul b'rayv, and in fact he brings the Gemara a raya from the Gemara in Zrachim Ayin Test that it's medama the Indian of mitzvahs and vatal zu azu to the din of esurim and vatal zeh, which is talking about by rayv. As Rabbeinu David clearly learns, and he says there's a makkah from the Gemara in Zrachim Ayin Test that the sugyas we din bittul b'rayv. V'chein is muvach in Tosis and Zvachim Ayin Tes at the end of the Amid, that the Gemara over there says min b'she'enu minoy is enu mevatul b'rayv mishon sh'nikr ha'tam. There are klal shishim, but you need it to be, if it's nikr ha'tam, there's no bittul b'rayv. Frek Tosis from our Gemara over here, marer imat says min b'she'enu minoy. It says the Mara is mevatel the matzah, aye, the matzah is nice and tam. The Tais is asking from Dinam of bittul b'rayv, min b'she'enu minoy, and our sugya. As you see clearly in Tais, that Tais held it was midin bittul b'rayv. And Tais is clear there is a rayv. The only thing he's asking is also nice and tam. That's what Tais asks on the sugya. There's an interesting yishuv of the Chassam Sefer on the Shaila of Tosis over there, which Brother Rabbeinu David handles also. But if it's midin bittul b'rayv, aray over here the matzah is nice in town. Kind of the Chassam Sefer is bittul b'rayv on the chefsa of the matzah. Tam is in bottle, as the tam is not bottle. And he says in order to be yaitza matzah, it's not enough to eat tam matzah. You have to eat the chefs of the matzah. Hare the marer is raiv, is more than the chefs of the matzah. As the marer is mevatel the matzah. The tam, it's not batel, but just eating tam is not a way to be yoitza mitzvahs matzah. That's what he asks. L'choyre toises is muchach not that lander Rabbeinu David. You could say they hold, because the matzah is nice and tam, the matzah is not batel v'chlav. Because the guf matzah is not. Mavinish, we saw in the Rabbeinu David and Tosis that both of them learned the sugya midin bittul b'rayv. We asked two strong questions. There's no taruvis. Oy, my nafkamin if it's the rice of the rabbana. There's no targumus. It's nickel, what's matzo, what's mara. You see, say from the Chochm Shloim in Arachayim, Simi Tafresh Lamed Aleph. He's talking about bittul by schach and sukkah, and he says that you only need tarugas when you want to be mahapach the miyah to the royal. But if the shayla is you want to be kaveya the shame, as then of the whole thing, as then you don't need to be a tarugas. The fiza is doch gewaldig. Over here he's making an achila. We want to know what is he eating. As the shame aklali of what he's eating, if mar is arrived. It's a mice of Achilles Mara. Because you don't have to be the Mahapech, the Matzah, into Mara. It's just the mice is Nisparish, it's an Achilles Mara de Gamaisa, because the Mara is the right. Even if there's no Tarayas. That's one side. The other Shiloh we saw in the Gemara was, so why is it Tali on the rice of the Rabbana? If it's Bittul Baroi, if it's a mitzvah of the rice and mitzvah of the Rabbana, what difference does it make in Bittul Baroi? As that the Chassam Sefer over here says a Mahalach of Peter Ranim and Darim Daf Beis. He's Mazbel the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim and Menachos Daf Chav Beis. That the Gemara over there darshens when you have Dam of Korbanos that in this area there's no Bittul. So Yehuda says because Min B'Minoi and Lamato and Dam is Min B'Minoi. They're both Dam. The Chacham say because it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirim. As was great other machlekes, zog the ran, the svar of bittul is only shayich when it's two different things. One is cholik from the acher, then it's machlishoy, mevatloy, and it makes the mi'at tuffle to the roiv and kemisha einoy. But if they're both the same thing, it's not shayich bittul, they're both the same thing. As the nechlikul, what defines if it's the same thing? Yehuda holds min b'mino, if they're both the same substance, the same chefsa, dam v'dam, that's enough of a shaykhis between them that there shouldn't be bittul. And the Ram will know, it's not totally on the physical mitzvahs, it's totally on the din. Because even if it's min b'mino, if one's also one's mutter, it's still shaykh bittul. But if they're both heter, then there's a shaykhis between them, it's not shaykh bittul. So to some say, well, if he says doch gewaldig, if they're both mitzvahs deraisis, as it's one thing, as there's no bittul, they're both mitzvahs deraisis. If one's mitzvah deraisis, one's mitzvah derabon, it's two different things. As in Shai Chorosi, the bittul v'roi. As nos is the beer, the divrei harishayim, the maisa, but they ask on a sugya, a strong question. If it's midin bittul v'roi, arei the matz is nice and tam. Why is it bottle? As Tosis in Zvachim Daf Ayin Ches says that shani matz and mara, that mara is a very sharp taste, and matz is not. As the matz is not nice and tam, the masin the makom the mara. Frag the Keredaira, the Fitaisis, it comes out a whole new klal and bittul b'roiv, that when one is sharper than the other one, then there's no din of nice and tam. We don't find such a thing. The Shetais is only going by matzah that doesn't have a tam, and mar has a strong tam. Yesh lovin. Well, thus is the teretz of Tosis and one mahalach in the Rabbeinu David. Frag the Gilyan of Shas and Zvachim over there. The Nimbus Kinoch and Mitzvah Vav, Ashena Shailam, Tosis and Zvachim from the Hemshech of the Gemara Bayas. In the Hemshech of the Gemara Bayas, it says, what do we do with Maisa? We first eat matzah, we first eat Mara separately. We ate to the sheep as a whole. We don't have to be Koch or Mecha. And then you put the matz and the mara together and you korchon be'echa. That's what we do. Fractasis, as I understand why you have to eat the matzah separately. But once you ate the matzah separately, now you should be able to eat the matzah and the mara together. Why do you have to eat the mara first and then matzah and mara together? And fractasis over here, because the matzah is rishus, you already ate some mitzvah matzah. As matzah the rishus is mavatal the mara. Fekir v'kiveg in the minhaschinach. Taisis over there says it's only mara which is charif, which is mavatal tam matzah, which doesn't have a strong tam. But over here Taisis is saying the other way, that the matzah, which is not charifis in the bottle of Tamil Maris, Steven Taisis in the Rachel. The emis is to ear some Taisis by Yas, it's not so shver. Taisis in the Rachel says another teret that we're afraid that a lot of Maris is going to be with a little bit of matzah and you won't taste it the chlam. So a little bit of double is matzah teret. Oh. As Taisis over there says, in there is teretz, it's good with Taisis by us. And the shaila is the other way. On the first teretz of Taisis over there in Zvachim, how are they going to learn the Gemara? What are they going to do with Taisis as shaila over here? This is Zayir Shvet. As thus is the shita of Taisis, based on Taisis in Zvachim, the David, the Sevis Bittu Beroiv, Ayetz Nes and Tam. Because either we're talking about the Mara is so harif, the matzah is not nice and tam, or we're talking about there's so much Mara when he's chewing, it's going to, by some, one time it's going to come, there's going to be a lot of Mara with a little matzah that you tackle, won't taste anything. Rashi and the Rishbam. What's he does with Rashi and the Rishbam in our sugya? As they say, Mara is mevatel tam matzah. The bittul is not in the chefs of the matzah, the bittul is on the tam of the matzah. Craig the Brisker Rav in Stencil and Zochim Davayin Tess that the bittul beroid is on the matzah, it's not on the tam. Because why is Rashi talking about bittul and tam matzah? The bittul beroid is on the chefs of the matzah, not on the tam matzah. As the Grizz learns that the MS, Rashi, and the Rishbam learn like the Rabbeinu David. No, he is a regular bittul beroid. Rashi and the Rishbam were bothered with the question of Taisin the Rabbeinu David. Aye, it's nice and tam. It's min b'shein and minoy. It's like Rashi over here. There's no nice and tam because Mar is mevatel the tam of the matzah. Because Lefi said the way the Brisker Rav is learning Rashi and the Rishbam, it comes out that they mean exactly like Taisin and the Rabbeinu David. However, the Chayra, the Lashon of Rashi, the Pasha's Lashon of Rashi is different. Rashi doesn't mention that there's a Roi, Mevatel, the Chefs of the Matzah. Rashi just says he Mevatel, the Tam of the Matzah. Because he could have learned Rashi differently. That Rashi holds, because you Mevatel, the Tam Matzah, therefore you're not Yetzer. And the Shayrish of this Shad is the Rajva in Brachas, Tavlan, and Chesam, and Beis. The Rajva over there is explaining Shitas of Yaisi that holds if you're Mvashal Matzah, you're not Yaitzah, because there's no Tam Matzah. So if the Rajba, you see in Rabbi Yaisi a Chiddush that you have to have Tam Matzah to be Yaitzah, bring the Rajba Rashi from Araya to this from Rashi and Arsugya. That's the reason why Mara is Mvashal Matzah, because you don't have Tam Matzah. If you're the Brisi Rav, you don't have Araya from Rashi and Arsugya. Array, you just need bittul tam kedei that there should be a bittul beroi, but you don't see that you need a tam to be yetzer mitzvah matzah. Klar in the Rajva, that the Rajva learns Rashi not like the Brisker Rav. The Rajva learns Rashi that the reason why you're not yetzer is because bittul tam, because it's not the regular din of bittul beroi, but bittul tam matzah. To be yetzer mitzvah matzah, you have to eat matzah. However, there's a strong question on this because this pshat is bein in Rashi, bein in the Rishbam. The Gemara on Kuf Tezvav and Bei says, "Imbala matzah yotza zog the Rishbam," because you don't, even though you're not tayim klum, you're yotza. As the Chari, you see, you don't have to be tayim from the matzah. Because you have to say, Shani Hosam, the matzah has a tam. You see, eating it in a mud, the oifin, you're balea. Masha'enkin over here, where you're eating it together with the mara, and the mara makes it you don't have a tam, you're not margish the tam, or you're mevashal it, that's worse. It's a big finish. As thus is the mahalich of the Rishbam and Rashi, that the sugis midin bittul tam, the Brisker Rav learns it's still midin bittul beroi, plus you need a bittul tam. We brought a makor from the Rajva that it's a new mahalach, bittul tam matzah, and to be yaitzah matzah, you need tam matzah. The Beni David and the Ram Chalavi bring from the Ramban a whole new mahalach in the sugya. It's not midin bittul beroi, bittul shel tam. It's a different chesaron. That in order to be and Makayim a mitzvah, you have to do it bifnei asma. If you do it when you're ma'arivim or your mitzvah with a tam acheres, as you're not yoytze the mitzvah. The Biri says, midin chiv of mitzvah, which is a chiddush of its ma'akev, b'di'evet, efshel afaretz, mishum shivas a mitzvah, v'inishvi. Rabbeinu David says, lefi zeh, the words bittel and asugya have a whole new meaning. It's not going bittel on the chefs, it's going bittel on the gavra, that he's not mekayim his mitzvah. Lefi the Ramban, it's a whole new mahalach in the sugya, that the din bittel in the sugya is not meaning bittel v'roi, bittel on the chefs. And mevatel the mitzvah, because you have to do the mitzvah b'fnei atzvah, big chiddush. Because who's the man diyoma that holds mitzvahs a'ena mevatla zeh? The Gemara brings a raya from Shitas Hillel that he was korchan yachad. You see mitzvahs a'ena mevatla zu. Prektosis, the Rebbeinu David and the Ran. What's the raya from Hillel? Over here the mitzvahs lechatchila, to go ahead and be korchan yachad. As a male, they're not mevatla, because that's the mitzvah. I'm happy you bring a raya from here to a place where it's not the mitzvah to do it together. As Tosis is miyashiv, that if the pasuk's coming to say that there is no iser, the mitzvah, it's not mevatel zu azu, as where do you see this a mitzvah also? After the pasuk's only coming to teach you that it's not mevatlus, you don't see the chatchila, you have to do it, it's a mitzvah. As in the fact that we learn out from here a mitzvah, we see that the heter we knew even without the pasuk, even without the mitzvah of chatchila. That's Tosis in Maharich. And the Ben Adonim, the Chiddush Aram, say another Maharich. They say, you can't say there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah with the Korban Pesach together, because Harei Mitzvah Matzah is even Bizman Hazem, when there's no Korban Pesach. As they would say, in a chinami, there's a mitzvah to eat Mara with Korban Pesach, but matzah is a mitzvah of Nei Atzmai. As why isn't that Mavata with Korban Pesach? As you see, in a mitzvah, it's Mavata with Zuzu. The right of the Gemara is from the Matzah. However, you see in the Rebbeinu David and the Chiddush Aram, the Gevaldig of here, the Shulchan and Stencil, and that's the Rush. It says there's no shear for mitzvahs marer. He wants to say that there's two mitzvahs in Matzah. There's a mitzvah of Achilles Karman Pesach. The mitzvah of Achilles Karman Pesach is with Matzah and marer. As over there, the Matzah and the marer is a tefillos to the Karman Pesach. It's not a mitzvah with Neyatzvah. And then there's a Sveita din. This man is there when there's no Korban Pesach, but Torah's Mechadash and Ayin mitzvah to eat matzah. As Zagreb Chaim, the matzah that you eat, this man is there, Shure Begazayas. But the matzah that you ate with the Korban Pesach is not Shure Begazayas, because it's just tougher to the Korban Pesach, the Midamar that doesn't have a Shure Begazayas. These are Shayim, the Rebbeinu Dov and the Rush Aran, they boy from the mitzvah's matzah, this man has there. And even Bizman HaMikdash, it wasn't tough to the Karim Pesach. You see, they're not learning. It's too dinim. Rather, you could use Ubchaim to explain Tosis. That's why Tosis didn't answer like they're being a dog and a ram. You see, Gavaldi and Chiddush, that the matzah Bizman is in Gali, even Bizman HaMikdash, that the matzah is not nitfal to the Karim Pesach. As in Shitas Hillel, that it's a mitzvah l'korchon yachad, is a machlokes rishonim, what do you korech b'yachad? Rashi and the Rishbam learn, you korech the Pesach, Matzah, Umar, yachad. And chen is mevur in Tosis, on daf kuf chof amin aleph, divrei amaschol b'achroina, Rashi and Tosis in Zvachim, ayin tes amin aleph, tani Rashi and Tosis in kama mekoimis amavur, that you korech the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror Yachad. And the Tosef Beinu Peretz explains that. How do you read the Pasuk? Al Matzah Umayrim Yachlu. Al is im. As the Korban Pesach is Al im Matzah Umayrim Yachlu. As you see, you have to eat the Korban Pesach with the Matzah Umayrim. However, the Rach says that you will korech the Matzah im HaMaror. And he's not maskir that you do the Korban Pesach together. V'chei meduyik in the Rambam, Perik Ches, Aloch Avov. The Chofetz Chaim already says many times, the Mekoyris of the The Rambam is the Rach. You find that many times. Lecha Mishnah, the Markeves HaMishnah, Amadayit the Rambam, and they learn the Rambam this way. They're those that are Matro, but now that we have the Rach, we see there is such a Shita, the Rambam's, we took out his Pirish from that Mahalich of the Sugya, was the Rach. The Shaila is, why does the Rach learn this way? As one, you could say, is because he doesn't learn Al means Im. As the Diyak from the Pasuk, because it says Matzah Sumerim Yachlu. It says Matzah with Marah together. Grada, Lefi, this Shita, what we do Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Korban Pesach, we do Matzah Sumerim. It's Mamish like they did then. The Matzah Sumerim was Yachad. Even though there's no Korban Pesach, because even then they didn't do it with the Korban Pesach. Of the Prima Godim, in Simon Arachayim, Simon Tofayin Hey, Mishubetes Sav, Sivkot and Zion, says a very nice Tosefes. What was the Hechrich of the Rambam to learn this way? He says, because the Mordechai asked a famous question. The Gemara says that the Beis Habliya of a person is only able to eat two Kizesim, a Kebeya. As Frek the Mordechai, according to Hillel, how could you eat three kizesim together? You have to do the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Marah. That's three kizesim together. How are you able to do it? As from here, the Mordechai boys a chiddush that you don't have to put all three kizesim, you don't have to put them in your mouth to swallow it full together. What you do is you put in your mouth, you chew it. By the time it gets to your Beis Habliya, it was already chewed down, and then you swallow it together. The Rambam had this question, and therefore the Rambam, that was the hefrich of the Rambam, that you don't do the Pesach with the Matzah and the Mar. It's a din to do the Matzah and the Mar together, not the Pesach. Because that's one interesting machlekes, whether you do Pesach, Matzah, Mara together, according to Hillel, or you just do the Matzah and Mara. Aleph. Beis, where's the Makar? From the Pasuk that it says, the Gemara brings the Pasuk that it says in Parshas Baloisa. Frek Dechsan Sefer Shaila. The Pasuk in Parshas Baloisa is by a Pesach Sheni. Why did the Gemara bring a Raya to Shitas Hillel from the Pasuk in Parshas Boy that says you do the Korban Pesach with the Mara? Why does it bring the Pasuk in Parshas Baloischa? That's Frek Dich Sam Sefer. As the Rishash and the Avnei Nezer, or Chaim Simon Shimon Pei Gimel, both say a nice teretz, that Be'emes, there's a chilik between the one in Parshas Boy. In Parshas Boy, it doesn't bring that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah with the Mara and the Korban Pesach. Masha'enkein, the Pasuk in Parshas Baloisa by Pesach Sheni, over there it says that you eat the Korban Pesach with Matzah and with Mar. It says you do all three together. As the Gemara wanted to bring a Makar to all three together, as therefore the Gemara brought the Pasuk in Pesach Sheni. And the Rishash aired something very nice. He says, why Taka in Parshas Boy, when we're talking about Pesach Rishon, it doesn't say the Matzah, only in Pesach Sheni? But he says a Geshmak Yehezbel, because in Pesach Rishon, the halacha is, even when you don't have a Korban Pesach, the Moshe, you're an Einis and bringing the Korban Pesach, afilu achi, there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat Matzah. As it comes, there's sometimes you eat Matzah without a Korban Pesach. As Mamela by Pesach Rishon, it didn't want to say you eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah. Because even when you don't have a Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat matzah. Masha Enkein in Pesach Sheni, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, there's no mitzvah of matzah. The only mitzvah of matzah is together with the Korban Pesach. As therefore, when the Torah wrote it, the Torah wrote the matzah together with the Korban Pesach, because there's no mitzvah daraisa of matzah when there is no Korban Pesach. This is the Mokar. There's a Machloikis Rishonim. According to Hillel, is this Likuva that you have to be Korchon B'yachad or not? The Maram Chalavi and the Miri, they learn Likuva. If you're not Korchon B'yachad, you're not Yoitz according to Hillel. Taisis Divrei Maschol Elo Amar Ravashi is mavur that according to Hillel, it's only a din lechatchila. It's not ma'akiv b'diyeved. And the Ran learns, the Chedush HaRan learns that that's Pshat and Ravashi, that he's coming to Medayik the Braisa, that there's a shita, that it's a din lechatchila. That's Pshat and Hillel. Oh. On the Hechrach of Boy Taisis, Boyzit Mikamashayis, what's the Hechrach of Taisis? L'chor, the Mashmois of the Pasuk is that it's Ma'akev b'di'evet. As that, you could say the Hechrach is Taisis Shailah, that if there's a mitzvah to be Karchon b'yachad, how could you say that bring a raya in mitzvah mevat lazuazu, shani hocha, that it's likuva to do it together? That's the Hechrach of Taisis, that it's from the fact that we have a mitzvah lechatchila, you see that a mitzvah is mevatla, zu is zu. As thus is the inyanim of Kairach Meshitas Hillel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.